3 hours.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come
on,
come on, come on,
come
on,
Parafini, parafini, makota pela, makota pela, ya unga unga wa kastoma, zipiango, wa kastoma zipiango.
Zika chitika, musafimperera kwa.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Two juveniles arrested in Lusaka's Bauleni compound for murder. Drivers call for installation of industrial fire extinguishers at Kulima Tower bus station. And in African news, of France returns a slain king's cow to Madagascar. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Zambia Police Service has detained two juveniles in connection with the murder of a 22-year-old man in Lusaka's Bauleni compound. Police spokesperson Reha Monga has confirmed the development to Kombon Radio News, saying Woodlands Police Station, through Bauleni Police Post, received a report on August 24th at 2025 at 21:57 hours. He has explained that the report was made by Ms. Cleopatra Mwanga, aged 33, of Upper Sid area, Bauleni, who stated that her nephew Peter Mwanza, aged 22, had died after being assaulted by two male juveniles. According to Mr. Hamonga, the incident happened around 19:50 hours on the same day near Upper Sid School in Bauleni. He narrates that Mr. Mwanza was in the company of a group of suspected drug abusers, among them the two suspects and others yet to be identified. He has further explained that a quarrel arose between the deceased and the two juveniles over a stolen mobile phone, which the deceased allegedly refused to surrender.
During the altercation, the deceased was beaten and struck on the head with a brick, causing him to collapse. He was immediately rushed by some members of the group to Bowling Clinic, where he was pronounced dead upon arrival. Upon learning of his death, members of the same group apprehended the two juveniles involved and surrendered them to Bowling Police Post, as well as informed the deceased aunt. A docket of case has since been opened, and the two juveniles are detained in police custody awaiting further formality.
Drivers at Lusaka's Kulima Tower bus station are calling on the local authority to equip the station with industrial fire extinguishers. The appeal comes after a recent incident where a passenger minibus caught fire and was reduced to ashes outside the station on Monday. In an interview with Kumbon Radio News, Kulima Tower Bus Station Chairperson Nicholas Banda believes that the situation could have been contained if fire extinguishers were available within the station. He has expressed a fear that the fire could have spread to other buses if it had occurred within the premises. Meanwhile, other drivers have echoed Mr. Banda's sentiments, emphasizing that fire extinguishers are essential in busy places like bus stations. They are urging the local authority to take action to ensure the safety of passengers and vehicles.
As Kulima Tower Chairman, this appeal to government, council, local government, in the case of what happened,
I think the bus has some little to afford. Yeah, so it just happened near tank. Yeah, so we are asking for the government to bring some fire extinguisher, like the big one that we can use at the new station.
So
The Lusaka City Council LCC has announced that works on Acacia Avenue under the 40.17 kilometers Lot 2 Urban Roads project are almost complete, with 90% of the road rehabilitation now done. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the contractor is finalizing drainage installations and road markings before the stretch is fully opened to motorists. Ms. Mwamba notes that the project is expected to have a lasting impact on Lusaka's economy by improving mobility and easing traffic congestion. The 1.3-kilometer road is part of a wider 1.8 billion kwacha infrastructure program being implemented in Lusaka District under the supervision of the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development.
Spanning a stretch of 1.3 kilometers, Acacia Avenue has seen significant progress, with 90% of drainage works and road markings done already. Members of the public must note that the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development has tasked the local authority with supervising major road infrastructure projects in the Lusaka district. The initiative involves rehabilitating, expanding and upgrading selected urban roads to bituminous standard, aimed at improving mobility, reducing traffic congestion and enhancing road quality and durability.
Former National Aeronautics and Space Administration NASA engineer and energy expert David Green has called on Zambia to urgently embrace a public-private partnerships, PPPs, unbundle ZESCO and reform electricity tariffs if the country is to end its recurring power crisis. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, Mr. Green argues that ZESCO's current bundled structure, where generation, transmission and distribution are housed under one entity, has created inefficiencies and blurred accountability. He notes that separating these functions into distinct corporate bodies would align with international best practices and enable more specialized management. Mr. Green, who now runs his energy consultancy firm, Lusat, further stressed that tariff reforms are unavoidable if the energy sector is to become sustainable.
Come up with a solution, listening to people that actually have the technology to enhance the capabilities. The people that it's passed on to either don't follow through or they don't know what to do with it. So it's easier to ignore it than it is to do anything about it. And unfortunately, that's what I see being the biggest problem. As far as the PPP goes and open access, I think it's imperative for the country to become stable.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that,